If you're just tuning in, this is listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula, KDLL 91.9 FM, KenaiSeoul.net. We're talking with three members of the Resilience and Security Advisory Commission, Lou Height, Brettwood Higman, and Randy Arndt. The commission convened about a year ago, and we're kind of reflecting on what that year's been like and what all the different subcommittees in the commission are doing and what they're up to. So, Lou, you alluded to the Solid Waste Committee, and Randy, that's the committee that you're part of. And a tie-in with the Agriculture Committee is that, of course, the borough is looking to expand its composting capacity and work with farmers on that. Randy, is that something that the commission is working on with the borough at this moment?
Yeah, so one of the big things that we're running into with the borough is the landfills. The Homer one is basically filled up. They're just closing up the back. We've really become a transfer station. And one of our things that we were asked to do was to reduce the amount of materials going into the landfill. And that can be done in a variety of ways. There's obviously large amounts of it you can't, but we're working on recycling, making that a better process in which we collect and take these things and either process them local, which is I'd like to see more of a process local as opposed to ship somewhere else. And then the whole idea of the organics that are going into our landfills. And so we're one of the things we're working on and trying to do is to get more of the composting going on. Whether it's local, whether it's a single, whether it's a community, whether it's a whatever. And we're trying to transfer, and she mentioned the biochar thing and whatnot. Those things are all great things, but it's difficult to imagine the borough doing that in a way that's going to be well done. And I'm not speaking evil of it. I'm just speaking the fact that the borough really doesn't do any of this. The borough hires contractors to do all of this stuff. And so there's really not an interest in it, but there is an interest as, listening to people, there's an interest in seeing these things happen. And so part of what we're trying to do is move in these directions. And I would love to see each community take it upon themselves to do these development of it. And every need is different. So, Seward is different than Kenai. Kenai is different. Salatna, Stoughton is different than Homer. And Sylvia is different than all of us. And so there's that process in which we have to self-develop this. And I'm working really hard in trying to keep it out of the borough's hands, because I think it will be done better by the local community when the local community takes charge on that. And then the other side to that is, I love this concept of the agricultural land. It's wished I was kind of like on all of these committees, but the whole concept of this part of this stuff that's going into landfill could easily be processed and then becomes part of these farms. So I talk to people all the time who drive to the valley to get compost so they can put on the farms in Homer. And that's insane, because what we do here in Homer, we gather our stuff, we put it in a bucket, we take it to the landfill smashes it together and hauls it to Kenai or Salatna and dumps it in the ground. And it just doesn't make sense in any way, shape, or form, regardless of where you stand on this whole thing. It just doesn't make sense. And so we're working really hard. I'm personally working really hard because I do a small, not a farm, but a large garden that's evolving into a farm. It's only 3 acres, but eventually it will be that. And so I see this not only for myself, but I see for all the other people. And I love the concept of the mini farm. In fact, I'm collecting books on people who actually farm in their front yard in a city, even, because there's that process in which we take ownership. And we take responsibility, and that's such a key to all this, and not making it where somebody else has to do it or is somebody else responsible. We are responsible. And so that's kind of my approach to this, is trying to get the individuals in the communities to buy on to their responsibility to be part of this, not just driving it to the landfill and dumping it off. And then that's the end of it. That's not responsible. So that's my take with it. I'm just terrifically happy that the borough is trying to find places that they can take their land and more farmers, the better. I mean, the farmer's market in Homer, I assume the one up the road is just terrific, but it's got so much. And then we have to address, like we're talking about, what, how do we carry this into the winter? Because middle of the winter, if you don't have it canned in your pantry, it's basically coming from Safeway or Kohl's or Free Bears or something. So,
well, and Lou, I've spoken with you a bit about the about efforts to compost on the peninsula before, and there's this new the new project that kind of is inspired by the work that Inlet Keeper's been doing. I mean, from your experience, where do we have to, where is there room to grow in the composting department in the borough?
Practically every place that people produce garbage. I don't mean to be snotty about that, but restaurants, grocery stores, farmers markets, individual homes. The problem is the human effort to get it collected up into one place, and that's really what that grant was for.
It's for being the coordinating arm to actually connect producers with people who are producing compost.
There's something going on over at Maddie's Farm, right? Maddie's Farm over at
Diamond Ranch, yeah.
Involving a fairly large compost. It sounds really promising. And in fact, that might make a good interview for you later.
Yeah, that's kind of the pilot for mm-hmm. this project. It seems like that, and mm-hmm. it worked so well connecting folks with Diamond M Ranch that kind of expand that capacity. It seems like the natural next step there.
Yes, it is, and there need to be more places like that. Breweries. When we started our growing operation, we were getting a lot of brewery waste. They are now using or selling or giving most of their brewery waste to people who are raising animals. And that brings up a whole nother ball of wax, or can of worms, I guess, would probably be more appropriate. And that is one of the things that we don't have on the peninsula that could become a matter of public policy is a licensed slaughterhouse. We have some slaughterhouses. They do very well. We don't have government inspection. In fact, the only government-inspected slaughterhouse in the state of Alaska is in Palmer. And if you want to be able to sell your meat on the large retail market, and we could have a lot of meat. We could grow a lot of meat here. But if you want to do that, you're going to have to take your animals all the way to Palmer to be slaughtered by a federal inspector to be able to sell into the larger market. And that, I think, is a real serious problem. It's something that some kind of tax-based encouragement, policy encouragement from the borough might be able to help bridge that. But it's really expensive to get an inspector. But, you know, this place is so huge. Alaska's tried several times to get at least one more meat inspector, and they haven't been able to. It's something that we're going to have to do some politics on, I think.
Randy, before you mentioned recycling, and, you know, recycling, I think for some people can be a bit of a black box on the borough. It can be, it's a little hard to know from the outside how the whole process works. Where do we have room to grow in the way that we think about recycling in the borough, and what are we doing well at this point in that regard?
Well, I think there's a large amount of people that are actually using the system that we have. It seems like the system could be improved by a large scale. And whether that's done through the borough or maybe it needs to move out of the borough purview into someone who has some skin in the game and actually wants to make it happen in a way such that that's effective. Sometimes one of the things that we're doing tonight in our meeting is our subcommittee is introducing a resolution that's going to go on to the assembly to deal with some of this. And a public awareness is a big part of it. I wish it wasn't a political thing. It tends to be. It should never be. It should be a smart thing. It should be a long-term thing that we are reinvesting. I mean, we invest in all kinds of things. Why not reinvest in things like that? And so I think that's kind of a little bit of a public awareness thing. And so that's what we're trying to, and that's what we're shooting for. And I see it. I thought when we first got into this that we could just, being a builder, you look at something and then you grab a hold of it and you whip it and you put it in shape and you're done. And then you move on to the next thing. I'm learning that's not how this works. And so not having worked with the government or in government or around anything, and I'm not picking on the borough for this. I'm just saying you're dealing with issues that have opposing forces. You have ignorance. You have, which is not a bad thing. It just means people don't know. You're just dealing with a lot of things, and you're trying to bring together a package that addresses all of them in a way that actually everyone benefits from. And I think that goes back to the personal responsibility. I'm a member of this borough. I'm a citizen of this borough, and I have been for 60 some years. And there's a responsibility on me to do my part. And that's part of the reason I'm actually on this committee, is that having never been involved in anything like this, I have the ability of having lived a life and done things that I can contribute. And that's how I see it. But not everybody sees it that way. And so it's part of our project, part of our purview to create a scenario in which it makes sense, regardless of your political thing. It just makes sense to be smart. And whether it's in energy efficiency with SIG or whether it's in the land use, I'm ecstatic about the concept of having more farms. I mean, I just find that fascinating. I think it's terrific. And so that's really what it is. And we're feeling our way through that. I think we've come together. Our resolution tonight deals with that pretty well. But it's far from over.
It's a really interesting point that, you know, some of these issues they can be politicized, or there is a political element. And of course, you're dealing with an elected body, the Borough Assembly. And that kind of brings us into something I wanted to talk about as well, which is that the commission is doing a study for the borough about a proposal from an independent power producer to put what would be the largest solar farm on in Alaska, on the Kenai Peninsula. And that group, Renewable Independent Power Producers, came to the Borough Assembly a few weeks back and asked if there could be a tax exemption for them to put this farm on the peninsula. And that kind of garnered a couple different testimonies and viewpoints. How does the commission approach advising something of that nature? I mean, does the commission kind of see itself as an independent, objective group that can suggest policy to the Borough Assembly? Like, when it comes to things that are a little more on the controversial side, you know, how do you go about that? Maybe, Hig, you want to take that one?
Sure. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, we are independent. Are we completely objective? Well, I mean, we're just a bunch of people. I'm sure we're not at some level. But, you know, so the way that this particular thread came about is that the company, the Renewable IPP, reached out to us, to the commission, and you know, asked to kind of engage with us. And so at some level, I think that's a totally appropriate thing for someone to do, you know, and it's something where, you know, we have some of the capacity there to actually, you know, do that engagement. And we then we ran with that some, and although we've worked, you know, we've talked a lot with Jen Miller, who's the CEO of the company. We did our own analysis and really worked to do that. Kind of, you can think of it as due diligence, but that's maybe not quite the right word. But we were looking at what is the broader context, because they're coming in very narrowly. They have an idea that is almost, you know, it's almost a no-brainer. And there's kind of this, the property tax has become an issue because one of the big strengths of a solar farm is that when you build it, it operates at very low costs. However, your initial investment is quite significant. So you put many millions of dollars in facility in there. And so the land itself may not have been worth much before you put the solar panels on it. But now the solar panels are on it. The solar panels add enough value that all of a sudden paying the property taxes on the solar panels themselves becomes a huge part of the business model equation. And one of the things that we really dug into there is there are different ways that if you imagine that maybe solar panels be a good thing for the Kenai Peninsula, and we could talk about that. I think there's some really good arguments economically and as far as resilience for having solar panels as part of how we generate electricity for our grid. There are kind of two entities that could do that. One is the utility itself, HEA, and another would be an independent power producer like this one that's brought this proposal to us. One difference between those two is that HEA as a nonprofit would not pay property taxes, and the renewable the IPP would. And that asymmetry is undesirable. I mean, this is if you like economics, economic wonk terms, this is a market distortion, right? You're making it so that private companies have a disadvantage at, you know, bringing in their access to capital, their innovation and stuff to contribute to this problem. And so kind of bringing those things together, I think that there's really quite a good argument for a tax exemption, but we had to think really carefully about what exactly is that, because you can't just be like, oh, hey, we like what you're talking about. Well, you don't have to pay taxes. You really need to come up with some sort of something that actually could go through as the borough assembly could actually vote to a change in the tax law. And so what we looked at was independent power producers in general as a contributor. Sorry about the background noise too.
No, that's okay. So did you guys end up finishing the study, or are you still working on that?
Well, we produced, a study sounds a little bit strong, but you know, our analysis.
Yeah, there we go.
we put together a memo, that was based on that analysis and then passed a resolution as the RSAC, to advance that to the assembly. The step that actually we haven't totally figured out how all this works is I don't know whether we're going to be invited to present that at the assembly or whether anyway, and partly it's because the assembly just had its the election just happened. So they're still working on seating their new members and stuff. So anyway, I'm not totally clear on exactly how.
Right, and you guys don't have an assembly liaison at this point.
Right. Yeah. That's part of it is that our former liaison termed out. Mm-hmm. So we have looking for a new one.
Will you be recommending to the borough assembly that they do this exemption as requested?
Yeah. Yeah, and that it specifically be an exemption for independent power producers that are regulated by what's called the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. And this is an organization that's at the state level that makes sure that these member-owned utilities like HEA and like all our big utilities on the rail belt are member-owned utilities, that they are, they're not screwing over their members. Like, basically, they are an oversight commission they're a commission also. And so basically that's the kind of guardrails that it puts on there. Is it specific to those, IPPs and the RCA?
Randy, you want to say something?
Yeah, one of our goals as the committee is the long-term benefit of the citizens of the borough. And we can look at this and see with solar's flat cost, whatnot, it's a long-term, hopefully, savings through HEA to the members of the thing. See, the people in the borough are, Palmer, they don't get anything out of this, but the people of the borough would hopefully in the long term, and this is a big part of our thing, would see the rate of increase of the electric costs slow down a little bit. And that's how I feel that we do it. And whether it's whatever, whoever does that, that's the goal, is that this is benefits the people in the borough.
One of the things we did in order to look at that is we looked at the history of electricity prices and that are primarily driven by natural gas prices in Cook Inlet. And there is this long history of rising well above inflation, 5-6% per year increase in costs. And so what this solar farm could potentially offer would be something that would be a flat or even decreasing with respect to inflation over time.
We have a few minutes left, and I think it would be useful to use this time to talk about the things that you guys will be talking about going forward, including at your meeting tonight. So, Lou, I guess I want to start with you. What are you hoping to talk about with the commission going forward? Do you have any kind of goals for your time on the commission that you'd like to get done?
I'm pretty loose on that right now. the commission, in a way, the commission is still kind of groping to find its main road, and I am groping to find my path on that main road. But the things that I have mentioned, agricultural land and preservation, farm encouragement, they are the things that have been worked on and should continue to be worked on. Until I am a lot clearer about some of the other things, whether they are something that should be primarily in the purview of a private entity or something that the borough can help with, is going to take a little bit of work to find out.
What's on the agenda for tonight's meeting? Randy, is there anything, what are you guys discussing tonight?
So our subcommittee, the Waste Solid Waste Management, we're bringing a resolution that the borough is going, that the committee is going to actually vote on, and then it'll get passed on to there. So that's our big push for tonight. And then probably once we've done that, there's still a lot to be discovered. So we're going to have to kind of reevaluate. We've actually been working on this for quite a while. And in fact, we took two different parts and put them together into one after a little bit of sometimes after time, when you're talking enough, you can see a path between things. And so then we'll just move on to the next thing. Long-term, we're just pushing this, seeing up there, the grants to get this stuff going and whatnot. Just the community involvement to me is the biggest part of the responsibility of the cities to be involved in the recycling part, part of the hospitals, this all have their part to play, and that's part of that is to help what we hope to help define how that works in a good way.
If I can inject with the new infrastructure bill that the feds passed this week, some of that should have a real impact on the work that we're doing. We're going to have to wait and see what kind of form that takes. But I know that we have, they've got a gazillion bucks out there. And we need to be right there with our baskets out ready to catch them when they start throwing them around.
You mean the borough has to be?
I'm sure that the borough is smart enough to know that they really have to be on the ball with that. Mm. I know that Senator Murkowski was extremely involved in getting some of the provisions that are going to affect Alaska through... included in that bill. And with things like energy efficiency, power grids, rural broadband and stuff like that, which really aren't quite in our purview but are, there should be money out there, real money. And that may make the biggest difference in the world between what's coming down the pike and what has been for the last, say, 10 or 20 years.
Hig, how can people tune into the meeting tonight? And do you have a plug for people who maybe haven't been to a meeting yet but are curious and maybe thinking about attending?
It's a Zoom meeting, and so anyone can do it from their computer, and the information is on the borough webpage. I really would encourage anyone who's interested to jump in there. Saying your piece, just you know, throwing out ideas is really useful, and even more useful is diving into one of these specific subcommittees or some of the different specific projects, and helping guide where those go. I mean, if we talk about something like you know, the new infrastructure bill that just passed and might have implications for the borough, there are people, borough staff and such, that will be working, I'm sure, to like figure out what that implies, but we, you know, more brains in that project, like more people thinking, wait, how does this actually apply to us, and what does this mean, and how do we make it actually really a good thing? You might be, maybe one of your listeners out there would be able to step in and really have a big impact, a big positive impact.
Randy, we have about a minute, so.
Yeah, I'll make it short.
Sure.
On the borough site, if you go to planning and then you jump down to the RSAC site, all of our emails and our phone numbers are on that, along with the meetings that are coming up and whatnot. All of us are welcome. We welcome emails, we welcome phone calls, we welcome all of that. We welcome having coffee, we welcome all of the above.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Great, yes, those emails and phone numbers are available there. And that's also where folks can find the Zoom link for tonight's meeting, I assume?
Yes.
Great. Well, that's about all the time we have in this hour. Huge thank you to Brettwood Higman, Randy Arndt, and Lou Height for joining us today, talking about the work that the commission is doing. To reiterate what they were saying, you can join the meeting tonight. The link for that is on the borough website. And you've been tuned into the Kenai Conversation. I'm Sabine Pooks.